stack them.
Oh yeah, they'd sometimes do that.
What would they call it? Was
shock.
Just shock.
Shock. And then now, they use combines. They don't use no mowing machines at all. They use a combine. Of course, that's a mowing machine, and it thrashes them as you catch it, as you cut them. Mm-hmm. They wait till they dry in the field before they cut them then. The other way, they'd cut them before they got good dry.
And how about hay? Would you explain how hay was harvested?
I have cut hay with a hoe, pea vine hay. I have cut hay with a hoe. I remember one time we had 4 or 5 acres of pea vine, and we cut every bit of it with hoe. There's about 3 or 4 of us, my dad and myself and 2 brothers. We cut all them pea vines with hoe. We had them pea vines, though, planted in rows. And we cut with a hoe, and when it cured, then we just went in there with pitchforks and rake it up and throw it on the wagon, haul it in. And then later on, of course, they used mowing machines, mowed it, raked it up, hauled it in loose. Then the next thing you know, they was baling it and hauling it in. Now that's what they do these days.
I see.
But at that time, they used a baling machine and hitch a mule to it, put the baling machine down, hold the hay up to the baling machine and put it through the baler. That mule go round and round. And now they drive a mowing machine down through the hay patch, cut it, and let it lay there till it cures. Then get it now within a baler and drive that up and over, all about up and down the field and bale it, pick it up and bale it, mm-hmm. and haul it out in the bale that way.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you had so much hay that you didn't keep it in the barn, you kept it a big pile outside. Did you ever do that around?
Oh yeah.
And what is that?
They stack it up in there. On the outside, if they haven't got enough room in the barn, they put it out there in the outside, and then they use plastic to cover it over.
Mm-hmm. When you were young, they didn't have plastic?
They didn't use nothing like that.
They didn't even try it?
Well, they used to. My daddy used to, before he ever went to raising hay, we pulled fodder. We didn't feed cows no hay. We didn't have no hay to feed to the cows. We'd pull fodder and put that up in the barn. That was for the horses. And you feed cottonseed to your cow.
And shucks.
Cottonseed and
shucks.
Corn shucks and cottonseed. And that's all the cows got through the winter. Mm-hmm. You place a set in your cottonseed. You kept them holding back home. When you got a bale of cotton dead, you kept your seed and hauled it back home. Put it in the house. Keep it for winter to feed cow.
Oh, I see. If you grow a crop of something and then it would come up again and you'd harvest that same crop again, what would that, what would you call it? Would you have a certain...
Volunteer.
Name? Volunteer?
What, you know what a nigger called it?
No, I don't.
A nigger called it Valentine.
Oh. I see.
I've never heard of that. That's what they call it.
Oh, it's a Valentine crop, huh?
If you know anything about niggas, they try to use a big word and don't know what they mean either.
I see. So instead of volunteer, they say
more educated
Valentine.
These days, though they're not quite so...
I used to get lots of laughs out of niggas using